Today's reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1. So I'll be reading through the whole chapter first before we begin. So John chapter 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as only the Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, 'This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me ranks before me because he was before me. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. And this is the testimony of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who are you?' He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, 'I am not the Christ.' And they asked him, 'What then? Are you Elijah?' He said, 'I am not. Are you the prophet?' And he answered, 'No.' So they said to him, 'Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?' He said, 'I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, making straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said.' Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, 'Then why are you baptizing if you are neither the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet?' John answered them, 'I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know. Even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie.' These things took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me comes a man who ranks before me, before he was before me. I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness, I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God.' The next day, again, John was standing with two of his disciples. He looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God.' And the two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, 'What are you seeking?' And they said to him, 'Rabbi,' which means teacher, 'where are you staying?' He said to them, 'Come and you will see.' So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two heard John speak and followed Jesus. was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," which means Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of God, on the Son of Man." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. I pray that as we navigate through this passage of John, that we will see who you are and that we will accept your invitation to come and see. And so, Father, we thank you this morning in Jesus' name. Quite a long passage here with 51 verses. And so in this passage, we have the introduction of Jesus, and it's the first few verses are a very heavy theological explanation of who Jesus is, and it has the same introduction that you would find in Genesis, beginning with the same word and the same phrase, "In the beginning." And so it's an introduction of who Jesus is, and John is throughout the Gospel of John. John makes claims about who Jesus is, and one of the claims that John makes is simply saying that Jesus is God, and that Jesus is the Word, and the Word is the beginning, and the Word is the light. And the same, it has the same uniqueness as found in Genesis that is unique to John, to God. And then we also have John here, John the Baptist, that is a witness to testify about the light and to testify to others about who Jesus is. And really, one of the biggest passages here during the first few verses is this, that all those who believe and receive Jesus, he gives them the right to become children of God. And that's really going to be a pattern in this chapter here of really believing and receiving who Jesus is. And one thing we learn about the Word is that the Word becomes flesh. And so if Jesus is the Word and the Word is God, what do we learn about God? That God became flesh and dwelt and lived among us. That God took resident among us. And that's why when we talk about that no one has seen God, when we're talking about Jesus, is that we're looking, if we're looking at the Father. And one of the things that is described, it says, "For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." And then in verses 19 through 34 is really just the testimony of John the Baptist, and is John recognizing who he is and the place that he has in the midst of God's big picture. That John has a recognition that even though he's attracting others, he says, "I know who I am. I am not the Christ. I am not the Messiah. In fact, I am not even worthy to untie the shoes of the one who is a Messiah. I am just the one in the wilderness crying out to others, pointing others to this light, to this path that is to come in who Jesus is." And so John has a clear understanding of who he is and what he is meant to do, and that is to be a voice in the wilderness pointing others to Jesus. And what he uses is, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And so we have John's testimony of who Jesus is, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so then we begin to see that Jesus gets baptized and the Holy Spirit descends upon Jesus and resides over Jesus. And really where I want to focus is then on the last few verses here of verses 35 through 51. And it's really on those simple words that Jesus speaks to his disciples and I pray that it's our words for this morning, where Jesus just simply says, "Come and see." And so I want to read through these verses again, because it's an invitation for us to come and see, an invitation to follow and to respond. And so starting with verse 35, it says, "The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God.'" So you can imagine that they're maybe sitting by the road or they're sitting by the waters, and John is standing with two of his disciples, meaning two people that have been under John and have been studying under John. And John says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And the disciples, it says that the disciples heard this and they followed Jesus. And it says that Jesus turned and saw them following, which is kind of interesting. So I'm assuming that they're following Jesus, but Jesus doesn't, well, he knows that they're following him, but they haven't really acknowledged that following. So you can imagine that these guys are, that maybe in this way that John is sitting with his disciples and Jesus is walking by and he goes, "Behold the Lamb of God." And the disciples go, they have a sense that that's who we're meant to follow. And they keep seeing Jesus. And they're like, "Hey, let's just follow this guy." And so they're stalking him, I think, in other words. So they're just following him. And Jesus turns around and goes, "What are you guys seeking?" And they say to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher. And they ask him, "Where are you staying?" And he said to him, "Come and you will see." And what I like about this passage of just, you have a different story of how people come to see who Jesus is. And I think there's something unique and beautiful about that, because each and every one of us has a unique story of how we came to follow Jesus. And it's okay that your story is unique and different from one another, that not all of us have to have the same story in terms of how we came to follow Jesus. But this is the story of these two disciples. And Jesus says, "Come and you will see." And it says, so they came and they saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. And one of the two who heard John speak and follow Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And I would say this is a cycle of what it means to follow Jesus. Is that when we begin to come and see, and Jesus says, Jesus invites us. What's Jesus' response to them? What are you guys following me? That's a little weird. Can you guys keep your social distance? I'm a little uncomfortable by you guys is just following me. No, he says, "You want to know where I'm staying? Come and see." And he invites them to have relationship with him. And that's really always the invitation of Jesus, is always to come and see, to come and dwell with him and to have relationship with him. And one of those, and it says that one of those two was a man named Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And this is really the cycle of what it means to follow Jesus, that once we enter into this relationship with Jesus, this is what should be our response that flows out of this. Is that he went and first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah." What is Andrew's response after having this encounter and having followed Jesus and having known who Jesus is? His response is, let me get my brother. Let me get my brother and tell him we have found the one. And that's really, you could say, the cycle of our lives that we should be living as followers of Christ, is that when we come and see and we have this encounter with God, is that we should be more missional in our lives, where we should invite others, I have found the one, come and see. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes for me, evangelizing and sharing the gospel with my family is sometimes the hardest, is the hardest thing. But here, Andrew's response is, I found the one, let me go and get my brother. And it says that he brought him to Jesus, and Jesus looks at him and said, you are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas. And so Andrew brings his brother Simon to Jesus, and in that moment, Jesus speaks to him and says, hey, your name shall now be Peter. Completely, the way Andrew came to follow Jesus is completely different than the way his brother came to follow Jesus. Our story, our uniqueness in how we follow Jesus is completely different, and that is okay. That not all our stories of how we come to follow Christ doesn't have to all look the same. And so the next day, it says that Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, follow me. Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And so it says that Philip found Nathanael and said to him, we have found him of whom Jesus in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And there's a pattern here of what we see about how the lives of the disciples turns even more missional. You could say that as each one begins to have this encounter with Jesus, to come and see, to come and follow him, their natural response is always to invite others as well. And so Philip goes and finds Nathanael and says, we have found the one whom Moses and the law and the prophets, we have found him. And then Nathanael has his doubts. Nathanael goes, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Maybe the modern day version of that is really us asking our friends or our family, hey, you want to come to church? They're like, really, church? Is there anything really good at church? And then it says, Philip said to him, come and see. Again, we see those words, the same words that Jesus spoke to those two disciples, come and see. Now Philip speaks those words to Nathanael, come and see. And so it says that Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit. And Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? Jesus answered him, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. And Jesus responds, because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree. Do you believe? And Jesus responds, you will see greater things than these. And he said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. And so this chapter ends with a conversation with Jesus and Nathanael. And Nathanael coming already with his doubts. And Jesus speaks to him. He speaks to him something that Jesus wouldn't have known, but he speaks to Nathanael. And I think that's the way that God works in our lives, that God really speaks into the areas that we've hidden from others, but God knows and he speaks into those areas in our lives. And in that moment, Nathanael has, you could say, a spiritual awakening, and he recognizes, how could this man know where I was sitting under? How could this man know who I am? And for him, he says, you must be then who you say you are. You are the Son of God. And then Jesus says, you will see greater things than these. And so as we meditated through this passage of how each disciple comes to Christ in such a different way, that when we're, I think sometimes as followers and when we're looking to be more missional and to share the gospel with others, we kind of have an expectation of how maybe our friends or families should come to know Christ. That if we bring them to church, we envision them that, okay, I'm going to bring them to church, and this is the way I envision it, that they're going to come to Christ, that the pastor is going to come, share a message, do an altar call, and that's the moment they're going to come to Christ. And then we invite them to church, and you ask them, and you're like, the whole time you're looking at them, during worship, you're looking at them, they're like, oh man, they kind of have their phones in their pocket. They're looking at their phone. Oh man, you were hoping that they'd be crying during worship, that God would be speaking to them in some way. You're like, oh, maybe the message will speak to them. And then you're waiting for the message happens, and the altar call happens, and they don't respond, and then you're disappointed that maybe in that moment they didn't come to Christ. But that's not the only way that when we invite, sometimes what we do when we invite people to come to church, sometimes all we're doing is sowing a seed. All we're doing is really come and see, is that invitation to come and see. But honestly, sometimes it's that first invitation that we lay out before others. And so all that to say that each one of us has a unique story of how we come to Christ, and that the people that we have in our lives, we don't know what their story and what their journey and their relationship with God might look like. And I think it's the best thing to do is to lay down any expectation of how we think our mom or our dad or our brother or sister will come to Christ, and really just continue to just have these encounters with Jesus, and continually just to lay out the invitation to others and say, hey, come and see. Just come and see. And I think sometimes, really, we put the burden upon ourselves that we're the one that transforms. We're really here. If you look at this passage, all the disciples ever do is, all they ever do is this, they invite others to come and see. Come and see who? Come and see Jesus. Because it's Jesus who transforms the lives of people. And so as we go into a time of worship today, I'm going to invite Sterling to come up. Is perhaps in your mind there's someone already that you're thinking about that God has placed in your heart. Maybe it could be like Andrew, you have a brother or a sister that doesn't know who Jesus is. Or maybe it's a coworker, maybe for some of you it's a parent. I know for me it's my dad, that I'm continually praying for him to come and see who Jesus is. And for me, is just to, I think it's for us to be reminded and to not be discouraged in the invitation that we put before others. That we would continue to just come and see who Jesus is, and as we're having these encounters of who Jesus is, that then that would transform our lives to be missional and to ask others, come and see who Jesus is. And so as we go into a time of worship, who is in your heart that you're thinking that you'd want to invite to come and see Jesus? So Father, as we go into this time of worship, I pray that you would just highlight the people in our lives that don't know you yet. And that maybe we've been scared of simply, maybe we're so far behind that we have even laid out the invitation to them to come and see who you are. Or maybe we've already laid down that invitation to come and see who Jesus is, and we continue to just be rejected in the process. I just pray that we wouldn't be discouraged, and that we would continue to follow you, to have encounters with you. And my prayer for us is those words that you spoke to Nathaniel, that as we come and follow you, that we will see greater things happen in our lives. And so, Father, I pray this morning that every encounter that we've had with you so far does not compare for what is ahead. that the best moments of our encounters with you are of us, and that there are greater things. So, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, Father, thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, and we just pray that we would just continue to just have a continuing relationship with you, to come in and see who you are, and to continue to have those encounter with the greater things that you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go to our community prayer. Let's pray for those that have cancer. Let's pray for God's healing, God's comfort over them and their lives. Let's pray for those that are sick and also need an encounter with Jesus. Let's pray for those that are sick. Let's pray for those that have COVID for quick recovery and for our frontline medical workers. Let's pray for those that are seeking job opportunities. Let's pray for our mission focus of Singapore, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Pray for our prayer and healing ministries of IP, the Well, and River. Let's pray for our local outreach and evening outreach happening. Let's pray for SB 2.0. Pray for the pregnancies in our church. Let's pray for our house church's gathering tonight. Yeah, Father, we thank you for your word this morning. I pray that we would just continue to just be faithful in inviting others to come and see who you are, and that we ourselves would continue to have these encounters with you where we would continue to see greater things happening in our lives. So, Father, we thank you. I pray that you lead us and guide us throughout our day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time.